Be seated. Fifth grade language arts, Mrs. Sigmund was our teacher. And for whatever reason, she read this poem to us. It's entitled Mother to Son by Langston Hughes. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it, and splinters, and boards torn up, and places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time, I's been a-climbing on, and reaching landings, and turning corners, and sometimes going in the dark, where there ain't been no light. So boy, don't you turn back, and don't you sit down on the steps, because you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I'm still going, honey. I'm still climbing, and life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Well, don't say how many years ago it was that Mrs. Sigmund read that to us, but it stuck in my mind. I don't know even why. I don't know if she just come across it and wanted to share it with us. She was one of those tougher teachers. That she was very upfront about that. So maybe because of that, or we had some poetry unit. What I remember is that poem all these years later. And that came to me as I was reflecting on this passage about Jesus being the way. Of course, thinking through the pictures that I've been using, the idea of stairs came to mind. The image of stairs being a route to get from one place to another. Jesus has spoken to his disciples and said, serve one another and love one another. And now he's saying, trust me. The disciples said, where are you going? Well, I want the practical facts, and I get that. And he says, I am the way. Jesus is our way. Yes, to the Father, and so much more. But again, thinking that images of stairs, if you look on your bulletin cover, you will see, and you might need to turn it sideways to get a better view, one of the pictures is of the grand staircase at the Biltmore House. And sometimes life, walking with the Lord, is like that. The grand staircase leads people from those very grand public rooms on the first floor, the very beautiful family rooms on the second floor, to the comfortable guest rooms on the third floor, a suite that has its own living room. From where you look on those windows, I mean, from it you can see the windows, you can look out, you can see these rooms, or at least the hallways. It's very beautiful as you look out and around, and you know exactly where you're going. It's brightly lit. And sometimes, walking with the Lord is like that. Faith leads us to prepared places in our Lord's house, and it's clear where we should be, when we should be there to follow. This is my season to study. This is my season to serve. And sometimes it's like that. But then sometimes it's like another set of stairs, and that set is also on the cover. Now, I don't think those were the servant stairs. They didn't show us those. But the image that comes to mind, those grand houses, you had the servant stairs, they usually had a discreet door which you could get in and out. They were tight, but they worked. They got you places. And sometimes, walking with the Lord is like that. It seems kind of narrow, even hidden. Which way am I supposed to go? This reminds us of the daily labor of discipleship, requiring perseverance, even when the journey is unseen or difficult. It's about one step at a time. September 1989, I was back at our home in Hickory when Hugo came through. It was a hurricane all the way into Charlotte, 200 miles inland. Category 1 by the time it got to Charlotte. And between Charlotte and Hickory, it dropped to a very strong tropical storm. It was still scary. And I remember waking up. I was downstairs, and our house was split foyers. So you had the downstairs and the upstairs, and the foyer was split, stairs going up and down. And the power was out. And I remember hearing the wind blowing and the rain and the trees in the neighborhood. You could hear trees cracking and falling. And it made it more uncertain. I mean, I've walked in the dark before. There's usually a little light outside to hold on that rail and get places. But something about the dark with the storm. And I found myself kind of crawling up the stairs. Had some items to take and up the stairs. I need to really touch something to know where I'm going. And sometimes it's like that. There are the stairs, the grand staircase, those back stairs. But also, some stairs only go to certain floors, certain places. My house, we have attic stairs to get to the attic. It just takes you back and forth from there. Houses with basements usually have a separate flight. Even if it's a two-story house, it'll have another flight to get to the attic and another flight to go to the basement. Little stairs like that. At Biltmore, we were told that there were two sets of stairs in the library. It was one of those grand libraries, two levels. A big room, you could see. And so they had the little ladders to go up to the second level where there was a walkway to get to the books. But also from the third floor down to that second level was another stairway that the guests, if they wanted to find a book, didn't want to go through all the big rooms, could just come on down that side stairs, go to the library, get their book, and back up to the third floor they could go. And so I think of those kinds of stairs, the little side journeys, or for specific purposes, or not a stair that everyone would use. Jesus is the way, but there are often different paths to Jesus. You have some here at any church that are the church babies, cradle Presbyterians. They may not have always been in that particular church, but pretty much they have been in a church since they were 6 weeks old or something like that. Others, it's later in life. Their journeys just took them away for a season, even. For some, there's a season, yeah, I was walking close and then I was walking apart. Once a couple, this was in Hickory, were talking about after the session, was making a policy about a wedding policy. And he was very clear, but you know that couple that comes in, they just need a wedding. They really do want to get married. They love each other, but you know, just that should not ever be an issue. He said, my wife and I, which no one would have guessed knowing who they were in the church, but said, you know, 20s, we'd gone our different, they met after this big event I'm about to describe, but we had grown up in faith, had just not walking like we should, had both been in bad first marriages, and we were ready to walk with the Lord again. We had met each other, and when they got married, it was basically a minister and maybe a witness or two. I can't remember what the laws were in North Carolina at the time, but that simple kind of wedding, that's what we need. And I want the church always to be available for that. Their paths had taken them away. They had come back. Speaking once with a man and asking about, he was in his early 60s at this point, and he was known as one of the pillars of faith in the community. And talking about, you know, doing well in the 50s, and he said, well, actually, no one really knew, but I wasn't doing that well in my 50s. I didn't do anything dumb or anything outwardly bad, but just said I did not have my heart right with the Lord. I've kind of come back. No one, if you didn't know him that well, would have guessed it. But that's for some people. We have seasons. Our ladders take us here. Our ladders take us there. But then we come back with the ladder of Jesus Christ. See, it's all about connection. Stairs link upper levels and lower levels. An upper level to an attic. a first floor to the basement. The grand staircase and the servant staircase all bring connection, just as Jesus came to connect heaven and earth. Everyday stairs, practical and reliable. Fancy stairs for show as well as work. Back stairs, they get the job done. Attic and basement stairs with specific purposes. In all of this, we have the promise that Jesus says, I have gone to prepare a place for you. I've gone to prepare, and you can trust me. He goes to prepare a place for believers, much like stairs are built to provide access to prepared spaces. Whether it be a grand staircase or a hidden servant stair, reminding us of promises that not all paths lead to great things that are immediately visible, but they will all lead somewhere. Each type of staircase offers insight into faith's journey, some grand and welcoming, some requiring effort and persistence, but all leading to the destination found in Jesus Christ. Jesus is our way. At this season, we can ask ourselves, on what stair am I at this moment? Do I need to find the stairs? I'm stuck at a landing. Where am I, and which direction is it taking us, as an individual, as a church? And so let me close with this prayer, walking the stairs of faith. Almighty, gracious, and loving God, you have called us to trust you, to set our hearts at ease. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he is the stairway that leads us home to you. Lord, in life we walk many staircases. Some are grand and sweeping, easy to ascend, full of light and promise. Others are narrow and steep, with steps worn thin by struggle. Some lead to places we never expected, surprising turns of grace, doors opening to joy we had not imagined. And others seem to go nowhere, leaving us wondering why we took them at all. Where are we now, Lord? Are we standing still, afraid to take the next step? Are we climbing in faith, trusting you, even when the way is unclear? Are we looking back, longing for stairs that felt safer, more familiar? Search our hearts, O God, and show us. Jesus, you are the only true way. If we have wandered to stairs that lead away from you, turn us back. If we have tried to build our own way upward, remind us that only your grace lifts us home. Give us faith to step forward, courage to climb higher, and peace to rest in the truth that you have already prepared a place for us. We trust you, Lord, as we follow you step by step. In Jesus' name, amen.